All right, brief timeout, touch table on some football before we get back to business. Kenneth, music. Oh, we have Tesh live at Red Rocks.
Yes, sir. Let's wrap up the NBA draft.
Thank God.
Was night number two. You know, let's just start it off like this. Mike, should the NBA just go back to doing the draft in one night?
Yes, and it should be as a lightning round, speed round. 5 minutes between picks in the second round. Also, enough with the trades. Enough. You don't want your pick, forfeit it. Trade it in for a sub sandwich. Enough.
I want to say, I think there was 18 trades.
Insanity. Yes, one night. And also, for the love of God, upgrade the coverage. It's atrocious.
And maybe not hold it in the Barclays garage area.
That was a tough look last night.
It was.
Right. They're one step from hosting at the Knights of Columbus. That was a tough deal last night.
Right. Okay. So, we like to play this game. How many players drafted in the NBA draft were transfers in college?
All of them.
No. There's a number. See if you can guess the number. 59 picks.
45.
59 picks. No. A little too high.
Okay. I'm
Kenny, you want to jump in?
As a guess over here.
Yeah, I was just telling Kenny, 38?
20. Just 20.
That doesn't feel accurate. But I'll tell you why. Okay, foreign players can't transfer. They're playing for, you know, the Belgrade All-Stars. Okay. I wish you would have subtracted the foreign players. That would have been more fair. Okay. But you're not a fair man.
I'm not.
Go ahead.
Mike. Okay, Mike. Duke had all five people in their starting lineup get drafted.
Yeah, that's how you win championships. Tom Izzo.
They actually didn't win the championship last night. But
it gives you a chance.
They made one step further than this. Can you stay focused?
Okay.
Okay. Can you name the last two teams that had all five starters get drafted?
09 North Carolina?
No.
They had five first-round picks. Who was who?
No. I'm saying in that season, not guys who stayed and played a couple years.
Oh, dear God. The whole starting five in the same year?
Yes.
Is this?
One's a blue blood. Well, actually, two.
Yeah, a Kentucky team of some form.
Yeah, 2012, Kentucky.
Was that the Anthony Davis, John Wall?
Yes.
Thing?
Yes.
Okay.
And 06. Oh, UConn. Rudy Gay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. That's a tough question. It's a good question. That's a tough one.
You know what?
That's not easy.
I'm channeling my inner Mike.
Yeah.
Things. Sports.
Stuff.
What do Caleb Love, Mark Sears, RJ Louise, and Hunter Dickinson all have in common?
All undrafted ball hogs.
All undrafted, and all will be taking a pay cut.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. It now makes more sense for you to stay in college if you're not going to be that first or second round
pick. That's right.
You just stay in college. You collect your money.
Stay and play. So, yes. Hunter Dickinson's going to have a rude awakening when that check hits on Friday.
Mike, what do you make of this? According to some news reports, Ace Bailey not going out to Utah. He was, for those who don't know, Ace Bailey was selected fifth by the Utah Jazz. He made it a point to say, I only want to go to certain teams. Utah said, I don't care. I'm drafting you anyway.
Yeah.
Reports say he has not shown up yet.
I think it's stupid people getting stupid advice and getting stupid outcomes. I mean, Ace Bailey and his family hired someone who had never been an agent before. Trust me, I know what I'm doing. Yeah, would you trust a fireman with that? Like, it's insanity.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Now the Jazz got you. You want to have a whole city turn on you before you collect a check? You're going to show up. You don't have any outs.
Yeah.
What a ridiculous situation.
I mean, he's doubling down on the whole, you know, this is your chance to say, okay, how about we start fresh? Nah, I'm not going to be out there yet. You're seeing everybody flying out to their cities, even second rounders. He's not there yet. Another by the numbers for you, Mike. Average age of the first round selections.
19.5.
Well, just go with 19.
Okay.
Way to go.
I mean, it just skews that way now. The one and dones, whether it's the G League stuff, which has calmed down a little bit, but the foreign players that get taken, you're not seeing the 30-year-old smoking Marlboro Reds walking down the aisle.
No.
Coming over, you know, like Sabonis did. It's different now.
Average age of the second round selection.
23.
Not as high. 21.7.
Yeah, it's all the kids who stay in school. It's a like the Chaz Lanier's. It's a different thing.
It is, because what is turning, it looks like the NBA has turned into freshmen, first day, or foreign players, and then the super seniors or seniors the second day.
Yes.
If you're in between, NIL is saying, you know what, I can make more money staying in college. All right. What are the Nets going to do?
Lose.
They have
a lot,
including their draft picks, 21 players. Do you like the 15 players are all signed, and then they just had 6 draft picks come in, 5 in the first round and 1 yesterday.
Trades and things, and I don't know. I've never seen anything like it. I didn't understand the strategy. It's too many picks.
I thought that they were going to use those picks to maneuver, move around, maybe go get that one player. But they said, you know what, how about we just take them all? That'll work. So.
And again, that's why they've been crucified league-wide. I mean, executives laughing at what they're doing. It's quite something.
Michael, if Cooper Flagg becomes a superstar in Dallas,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't get moved like Luka did.
Right.
By the age of 31, this is according to Sports Tracks. Do you know how much money he will accumulate?
$1 billion.
Very close.
It's true.
$900 million by the age of 31.
Yeah, the base rookie extension. Then you factor in all NBA status and the boosters. I mean, by the time he hits
max,
the
Supermax.
The Supermax by that point might be $75 million a year.
Yeah.
I mean, when you really think about it, so it'd be what, a 5-year, 4-year extension, 75 a pop? Dude, the numbers are getting crazy. Yeah, I don't doubt it at all.
All right. I want to finish this off with 3 things. Well, I guess 4. The Pistons taking your guy, Chaz Lanier, during a commercial.
I was bummed out because we got it right and we didn't even get to watch it in real time. I'm like, damn it. Also, ESPN disrespected Detroit all night. They talked about seemingly every team in the East except the Pistons. Mm-hmm. I mean, they sat there. I mean, they were all like enjoying their popsicles, talking about the Atlanta Hawks being a threat. And I'm going, well, if you're going to talk about the Hawks, you're going to talk about the Pistons? It's like we don't exist.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. With the trades and everything that Atlanta Hawks have done, have they become a threat? Like, is this team now a team that, you know, we talk about other teams in the East? Should we start including the Atlanta Hawks?
Look, they were in the play-in. They had a couple devastating injuries. They have talent. A threat to what? Do I ever think they're going to do what they did in 2021 and get to the ECF again? Probably not. Not with a balding point guard. But they have talent. They've drafted well. They added Porzingis, which makes you better in the margins. It can give you tons of lineup flexibility. Yeah, and guess what? They still have all summer now. They have the extra first-round pick because Joe Dumars is a dumbass. They can do some things this summer. So,
you know what?
Yeah.
It's like you're reading the script over
what?
Here. Mike, what is going on in New Orleans?
Crack. Or maybe like Scarface, just big bowls of Coke. I don't know what the hell they were
like
doing.
I feel like Stephen A. I mean, seriously, it's like...
Joe, you could have put a top 10 restriction on that pick. Atlanta still does the trade. An unprotected pick in a year that the Pels are almost assuredly going to be a lottery team. Joe.
So is New Orleans going to break this thing up? Like, what are they going to do?
Hold on. So break it up to be bad, but you gave away your own pick.
That's why it's the question. All right. Finally, what's going to happen with Giannis in Milwaukee? He said that he was monitoring all the picks that Milwaukee was making. Is he staying? Is he leaving? What do you think is going to happen with Giannis in Milwaukee?
Just feel like it's calmed down. I don't know what's changed. But if Milwaukee was going to do something, it would almost assuredly have to have been pre-draft so you could get existing capital to start a rebuild. I almost feel like maybe is he having second thoughts?
It kind of feels that way because I think he's trying to find every reason to stay. Like, okay, you got this guy. That's good enough for me because we've seen when players want out. I mean, Kevin Durant, I don't want to be here. And next thing you know, he's being dealt again. Giannis, I do think he wants to try to run it back one more time. Giannis, to me, looks like the type of person that needs to always be liked. And if he leaves, then there are going to be people who won't like him. Okay. Wow.
That was actually audio of Kenny the other night when he made his first friend.
No.
All right, that wraps up the NBA Tremendous. Draft.
Joe Dumars is terrible.
We're still waiting to see what New Orleans is going to do. 97-1.